כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
ריש אב אשרי, משל we continue with Ashrei, just one more comment on the Reish. Ritzoy Nirei Yviyasa V'Shavasom Yishma V'Yishayim. The Lashon and the order of the Pasuk is a little interesting. Generally we say that sometimes Hashem sets up into a position that we have to daven to get what we need. Like it says by the Ovis, they didn't have children for a long period of time because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel tefilot shel tzadikim. The fact that we're lacking things is not a sign necessarily of anything bad. Sometimes it's sad that Hashem just wants us to daven. So that's l'chayah, the second half of the prophecy. Shavosa, Yishma v'yishye. We want to cry out to Hashem, he will listen. The first part of the pasuk says, "Return your v'yasa." What they desire, Hashem will do, which implies, without request, if a person has Yirat Shamayim, he desires something, Hashem will take care of it. So that's the case. The pasuk is backwards. It should have said that if they call out to Hashem, then He will do their will. In Yishavu El Hashem, Hashem yasa return your v'yasa. It says the other way around. Seems to be saying that even without calling out to Hashem, Hashem will do the Ratzon of the Yireh. So if he's doing it without calling out, so what's the Shavosan Yishma V'Yoshiyeh? That's what the room for thought on this pasuk. The truth is, there's room to say that it's not the end of the world. That what it means to say is that sometimes in Chanan, even a person has the Yireh Shemayim, which means he lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels he's always in close proximity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and holds Hashem in awe. That person is close with Hashem, and his desires, he said, Atzmam Hashem will answer him at times. And at times, that Hashem decides that it's not just going to go by itself, that there's going to be need for a tefillah and Shavuotim, then and that time Hashem will listen to Shavuotim. The both things are true. And it's not that always in that order. In other words, that's part of the, that's a mila of the Yireh, that sometimes in the Chanan, because we have Yireh Shemayim, they don't even have to ask. And other times, Hashem does have to want them to ask, but when they ask, he will listen to them. But there's a Tzedes chat, which is maybe more Derech Jewish. I saw once that very often we ask things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't think 100% beforehand, is this really good for me? Well, sometimes we think it's good for me, but we don't really know if it's good for me. So they say, I think, the Chidah and other people, Tzadikim, at the end of the Bakoshes, they ask all kind of things, and then they said, Tzadikim, these are the things that I feel that are good for me. But Hatoy Zeinecho Hasein, you should do what's really good. And don't go by what I'm asking if you really feel it's not the right thing. But this update in Derech HaJewish is like this. Return your Rebbe Yasser. The person of Yirat Shemayim, he wants something, Hashem will do it for him. The Shavuot and Yishma V'Yoshayim, sometimes they want something which is not good for them and they have to be saved from it. So when they have to be saved from them, then Hashem will come in afterwards also and listen to the tefillos and bring them salvation. So once again, that's in Jewish. The simple pshat is, like I said before, that the Maila of Yirat Shemayim, the person who's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feels that close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and guides his life by those feelings. So generally speaking, Anachanami, then itself, will bring the Shemayim that his Yitzhainas will come out, his needs and his desires will come out, without Tfilah. But together with that, there always will be time that even a Tzadikim needs to cry out to Hashem, they have to. And for that, Anachanami, Yishma V'Yoshiyah.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon. 03-617-1111